Dutch chocolate. Or Dutch Brothers. Theirs is the best chocolate.
Dave, how may I help you?
Hey, Dave, it's Pat from Chauffeur Creations.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I need to pick your brain a little bit.
Okay.
I've got, I'll give you the background on it. I have a customer that is a thrift store person who goes and hits up the thrift store for gold, stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. He bought a ring for $8.59. Turned out to be platinum with a 4.29 carat diamond in it.
Damn.
We sent it off to GIA to get it appraised, but we have no idea of a price on something like that.
Is it around?
Yeah, it's they call it a European brilliant cut.
Yep.
Yeah, old European brilliant is what they're calling it.
Yep.
And it's L color VS2 in clarity.
All right.
I'm just curious if you might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Polish is good. Symmetry's fair. No fluorescence.
One moment.
And when I went on your site, you didn't have anything around that, but I was kind of curious. Maybe.
I'm looking at the archive to find out if I have had anything close to that. I know I had round brilliance, but euros that are. That's a whole different animal.
Yeah, I know there's a price difference on euros.
Yeah. Does it have a large culet?
No, small. I thought it was a transitional cut.
Okay. Well, was the carat weight for what?
4.29.
4.29. What was the color and clarity? Did you say J?
L. L in color and VS2 in clarity.
Yeah, I don't have anything in the archive even close to that. Let me look one more spot.
Yeah.
I look at stuff that's sold, too.
Yeah, it faces up nice.
The closest that I had at one point was a 346 K color, internally flawless, for $12,825 a carat.
Or
rounded up, 44,375. That's the closest euro I had to that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That we sold out last year. So.
All right.
But that's a great discovery.
Oh, God. Yeah, this guy comes up with more stuff. And, I mean, I have to go down, God, twice a year to drop off his gold.
Uh-huh.
And then he gives back nuggets. Or he gets back gold coins.
Uh-huh.
And then casting grain, and then I buy the casting grain from him later, swap a coin out whenever I get one, and I use it for casting. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, no, he's, God, I've known this guy for 15, almost 20 years. And he's been doing this.
Where do you find this?
He found it at a thrift store.
Wow. I bet you they're kicking themselves.
And it was with the costume stuff. Yeah.
Oh. I bet you they're like, I hope he doesn't say anything because they're going to like want it back.
Yeah, no. He did. Oh, God, no. He knows better than do that. I mean, I've seen this guy pick up, you know, a 5-millimeter rope chain, 24 inches long, solid, for $1.29.
Jeez.
You know, and then turn around at the time and sold it for scrap for close to $1,000.
No, that's for not a bad little side gig, you know?
Yeah, I know. I trained him, you know, what to look for, what to feel for.
Right.
Oh, he can spot diamonds. And, he's really improved himself. But, yeah, this was a hell of a find.
Hell, yeah. Shame on the person who sold it to him that didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, we yanked it out of the mounting and we sent it down to get it GIA certed.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
He has a cert on it now.
See, that makes it better now because you have a third party like GIA and it's certified to where, okay, this is what they believe it is and this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So good stuff. Anything needed for you?
No, we have right now. We still haven't picked up yet. It's still been slow. I think it's going to be a hard Christmas.
I know.
Everybody's going to come at the last minute.
Oh, that.
I think it's going to be more last minute stuff.
Yeah, and not only that, I think two people are a little cautious right now before the end of the year with everything that's going on.
Yeah, the election after November. I think November 4th. I think everybody, or whenever it is, November something.
It'll pick up again. Well, good. If needed, I'll be here till about 6 as always, but certainly tell your friend congratulations on such a nice find.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I picked up I picked up some beautiful sapphires from him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh. Yeah, because he would do that. He'd buy them and he'd just scrap it out,
Sure.
Pay nothing for the stone, but it's money in his pocket.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them even had the cert.
Oh, I think you did all the right stuff. You got it certified. That was key because that just gives it more selling power or whatever. It gives it more teeth, for someone who wants to buy that. Okay, here's what GIA says. It's certified. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to grab this, but if there's anything else I can be of help with, please let me know, and hopefully we'll hear from you guys later today.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we've been moving diamond earrings, so I probably will. I've sold 2 out of my case, so.
Did you get, did I send you a flyer about our lab-grown long-term memo that we're doing? Did I send you a flyer on
Maybe. I haven't had a chance. I've been kind of busy. I haven't had a chance to look at emails.
No, maybe not. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing long-term lab-grown memos right now, like 20 pieces for like 90 days. Let me get this here for you. Schultz. Here it is. All we do is ask stores to report on every Friday around 4 o'clock, and then whatever sells billing is from from that point on, like 30 days. But the other thing, too, is that you get lifetime trade-up with our lab grown as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send you a flyer, read it when you get a chance, and if it's something that's intriguing that you want to try or do, let me know, and we'll set it
okay.
up. Okay.
All right, yeah. I'll be looking for it.
You got it. I'll have it in your email in 4 seconds.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, I'll see you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.